for civil and human rights.
This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A recount in the Colorado Republican primary for Secretary of State does not change the outcome. The recount added 13 votes for candidate Tina Peters, who asked for the recount and raised money to pay for it. Pam Anderson remains the winner and the Republican candidate for Colorado Secretary of State in November. Peters ran on unsupported claims of election fraud and raised $250,000 for the recount in an appearance on a conservative podcast. A Pueblo man is accused of threatening members of Congress and their families on the Internet. 19-year-old Malachi Matthias Moon Seals had his first court appearance earlier this week. Metro Denver's hot housing market is cooling off. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The bidding wars, sky-high offers, and rapid-fire home sales of the last year may finally be in the rearview mirror. The median home price in the Denver area dropped to $595,000 last month, according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. The number of available homes jumped by over 21%, and while the Denver market still favors sellers, realtors say this might be a buyer's market soon. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
This month's free fare public transit program could expand in the future. Governor Polis says the state will look at the numbers this fall to see whether free fares moved people out of their cars and improved air quality.
Depending on how it works, the state would be interested in piloting or expanding in future years.
The program is already funded to return next summer. This is CPR News and KRCC.